I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here's the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Our top stories: COVID-19 vaccine rolls out slow in Georgia as top state lawmakers test positive. Cobb exhausts initial supply of vaccines, problems expected to persist. Ackworth Car Wash faces harassment claims after previous owner is arrested following Capitol Hill riots. Cobb School students will have different schedule the week of January 25th. And more fires reported at Vining's apartment complex.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story today: local providers are struggling to administer COVID-19 vaccines in Georgia as health clinics have been swamped with requests for doses since Governor Brian Kemp expanded eligibility to those 65 years and older. The deluge of vaccine seekers came as the General Assembly grappled with the highly infectious virus on Tuesday. A top lawmaker in the Georgia Senate announced he tested positive just 2 days into the 21 legislative session in Atlanta. Georgia is currently being shipped around 120,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines each week, with roughly one-third of that allotment being administered to nursing home residents and staff through a federal distribution program with CVS and Walgreens pharmacies. That leaves state officials with around 80,000 doses weekly to divvy up, an amount far fewer than the 1.3 million people 65 and older and the state's roughly 536,000 healthcare workers who are first in line to receive the vaccine, Kemp said at a news conference on Tuesday. Less than one-third of the nearly 700,000 vaccine doses shipped to Georgia as of late Monday have been administered, according to State Department of Public Health data. Kemp said he aims to have all nursing home staff and residents vaccinated by the end of the month. Providers began vaccinating Georgians ages 65 and older on Tuesday, unleashing a wave of requests from vaccine hopefuls that flooded local health departments with tens of thousands of calls for appointments. Kemp stressed vaccines are only available to older Georgians where supplies are sufficient. As Kemp dug into the vaccine rollout, lawmakers at the Georgia Capitol were jolted on Tuesday after State Senate Majority Leader Mike Dugan, a Republican from Carrollton, tested positive for COVID-19. Dugan spoke several times from the Senate floor and mingled with other lawmakers while masked on Monday, the first day of the legislative session. State lawmakers are required to be tested twice per week during the session, though early signs point to gaps in the rules. Georgia House Speaker David Ralston from Blue Ridge scolded House lawmakers on Tuesday after 74 of the chamber's 180 members skirted mandatory testing the day before. Georgia has logged more than 6,000 new positive COVID-19 cases daily over the past few days, continuing a spike in transmissions this winter that saw the state record more than 10,000 new cases in a single day last week, by far the largest amount since the pandemic took root last March. Along with tight vaccine supplies and high transmission rates, state officials are also dealing with some local providers who have started stockpiling vaccines for their patients in anticipation that future shipments may not be enough to cover the two doses needed for full vaccination. Kemp and Georgia Public Health Commissioner Dr. Kathleen Toomey said state officials will start intervening to redistribute vaccines from providers that are stockpiling them. About 773,000 people in Georgia had tested positive for COVID-19 as of Tuesday afternoon, according to state data. The virus has killed 10,444 Georgians. Meanwhile, despite a barely functioning website, Cobb Douglas Public Health ran out of doses of the coronavirus vaccine Monday after opening applications to public safety workers and people 65 and older. But the department has secured another batch of vaccines that will get us through next week, according to Director Dr. Janet Meemark. Supply of the vaccine is limited, and Georgia has prioritized the vaccination of high exposure and high risk people. Before Monday, only healthcare workers and some first responders were eligible for the vaccine. Cobb Douglas Public Health's website and a separate website it created for the newly eligible crashed early Monday after a deluge of applicants overwhelmed their servers. Addressing the Board of Commissioners Tuesday, MEMARC apologized for Monday's extreme problems. As of noon Tuesday, the website for Cobb Douglas Public Health had been restored, but the department's vaccination website was still down. That page, MEMARC said, relies on state-run servers, which had also been overwhelmed by applicants early Monday. Speaking after the meeting, West Cobb Commissioner Kelly Gambrill was critical of the vaccination effort, saying the department could have avoided the confusion caused by a free-for-all vaccination website by instead offering shots to those who frequent the county's several senior centers. Cobb Douglas Public Health had vaccinated 2,500 people by Tuesday morning, including 700 on Monday. The department has converted Jim R. Miller Park to a mass vaccination site where vaccines are being administered Monday through Saturday. MEMARC said her goal is to vaccinate 1,000 people at the park each day, though she did not say when the department would have enough vaccines or manpower to do so. The department is also working on creating outreach teams staffed by nurses who will vaccinate people in high-exposure and high-risk communities such as schools and low-income areas. Cobb-based nonprofit WellStar Health System, meanwhile, reported Monday it had vaccinated 10,000 of its existing patients. To date, only two coronavirus vaccines have been approved by federal regulators, one made by Pfizer and BioNTech, and another made by Moderna. Both require two doses, spaced 3 and 4 weeks apart, respectively, for maximum protection, and MEMARC said people could get their first and second doses from different providers if necessary. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us. In other news, an Acworth car wash is facing an onslaught of harassment after its previous owner was arrested in connection with the riots on Capitol Hill last week. Hometown Car Wash and Emissions, located on Cobb Parkway in Acworth, has been the subject of negative reviews and phone calls that keep coming in despite pleas from its management. "We've been bombarded," said Jason Matheson, who purchased the business in 2019. Matheson has found himself explaining that the car wash has no affiliation with Cleveland Grover Meredith. Meredith owned the car wash, previously named Car Nuts, until 2 years ago and was indicted last week by federal authorities. According to documents released by the Department of Justice, Meredith drove from Colorado to Washington on January 6th, bringing with him multiple firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. He was also charged with threatening to kill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, allegedly writing in a text message that he would be, quote, putting a bullet in her noggin on live TV. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has also reported that in 2018, Meredith purchased a billboard on Cobb Parkway that read, quote, hashtag QAnon with the CarNuts logo in the corner. Fortunately for the car wash, they have an established relationship with local police, and an Acworth Police Department officer parked nearby on the first night of the harassment to keep an eye on the business. Matheson also said he's experienced a small but noticeable drop in business, though he can't be sure if it's related to the controversy. We did see a small spike of people canceling their monthly memberships. There's been a 5 to 10% drop in business the last week. In 2 weeks, all students in the Cobb County School District will have a different routine than what's normally scheduled, the district announced on Tuesday. Wednesdays are usually digital learning days for students in the district. However, all schools will operate on Wednesday, January 27th as a regularly scheduled instructional day through face-to-face and remote classroom. Instead, Tuesday the 26th will be the digital learning day that week for most students, while high schoolers registered to take the PSAT will be the only students to report to school. The test is also the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. This date is the only option the College Board has provided for students who were scheduled to test on October 29th. As you may remember, the PSAT and NSMQT were canceled in October due to bad weather, the district said on its website. Anyone with questions about the PSAT should contact their local school for more information.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And finally, 3 fires were intentionally set at an apartment complex in Vinings, according to Cobb County Fire and Emergency Services. Multiple trash fires have been set in common areas of West Haven at Vinings, the fire department posted to its Facebook page Monday afternoon. The fire follows a series of suspected arsons at the same complex between November 24th and December 13th, when 7 fires were set in a breezeway on both floors of the building. Anyone with information is asked to call a fire investigator at 770-499-3869. There is an up to $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction of the suspect.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to tell your friends.